kind of bread that's baked in a large cake, usually, and it's made out of cornmeal.
Cornbread.
Cornbread, okay. You ever call that Johnny cake?
That, I think, is, I have heard it, but never downhill.
Never here.
Okay. I've only heard that used actually by people north of the Mason-Dixon line.
Okay. What about corn pone?
I have heard of that, but not around here.
Not in this area. Okay. What's a corn dodger?
Well, if I know. What is it?
Okay, I don't know either. You have more than one kind of bread made out of cornmeal that you know of.
Oh, sure. You have hush puppies.
Okay. What's a hush puppy?
Hush puppy? Well, a hush puppy is associated with the southern fish fry. That, of course, the hounds, you know, would bay at all of the things that were cooking up and things like that. So you mixed cornbread and a little bit of white flour, a little bit of soda, and a little bit of chopped onions, and fried it in the grease that you've been frying the fish in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd throw them to the dogs and hush puppies. You know, and the people started liking them, you know, as much as the dogs did. And,
okay.
That's the story of the hush puppy.
Okay.
Authenticated.
What's the source of that? Do you know the source of that story? Is that just something you heard?
I think that is just almost a standard legend. And
uh-huh.
Almost, well, to the point where you could ask anyone and they'd say, that's it. You know, that's just the absolute truth. In a world of no absolute truth, that's one.
Okay. Let me see. What about a kind of cornbread that's made just with the cornmeal and salt and water?
Mush.
Mush, call that. Okay.
But that's an acquisition. We never had that. We had grits.
And
you would have fried grits, just like you would have fried mush, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What is fried grits or fried mush?
Well, the fried mush, after you let, you know, your boiled up mush sit on the back porch overnight, you cut it into squares and just fry it in butter on a skillet. The fried grits are pretty much the same way with both of these. You got to use a pretty heavy skillet. But with the grits, like the mush, that as it cools down, it'll solidify.
Mm-hmm.
And you can dip it in egg and a little bit of flour and fry it in butter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or you can, this is a little bit tricky unless you have a really heavy skillet that heats evenly, that you can just fry the grits, you know, without coating anything like that. But then if you've got any kind of ornery skillet, then it'll stick and burn.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. You found out more about that than you wanted to know, didn't you?
Well, that's good. In fact, I've even got more questions. let me see. If you have, you ever hear of a kind of cornbread? Now, this is something you might not know about, except maybe camping trips. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cornbread that people make on a on a board or something like that, where they make cornbread right on a fire, in, or near a fire, on a board.
Hmm. I don't know, though. On camping trips, I've tried to avoid the question of bread altogether.
Okay. Or a kind of bread that's cooked in ashes, maybe?
I mean, the names for these things?
Yeah. Ash cake.
Really?
Ash cake?
No.
Okay. Let me see. There's a kind of bread that's maybe about an inch thick and that's very large and round like that you maybe cook in a skillet.